I'm going to start out. I'm very nervous. Very, very nervous. I learned about halfway here that I was going to be doing that this morning. So if I say anything good, you know it's the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, I'll go to 1 Samuel chapter 5 this morning. I'm thankful what mercy does for us. But our brother was testifying about what mercy can do for somebody. Mercy and grace. 1 Samuel chapter 5, and we'll read the first 6 verses. If you'll stand, it'll be all right. The Bible says, "And the Philistines took the ark of God and brought it from Ebenezer unto Ashdod. And the Philistines took the ark of God, and they brought it into the house of Dagon and set it by Dagon. And when they of Ashdod arose early on the morning, behold, Dagon was fallen upon his face to the earth before the ark of the Lord. And they took Dagon and set him in his place again. When he arose early on the morrow morning, behold, Dagon was fallen upon his face to the ground before the ark of the Lord. And the head of Dagon, both the palms of his hands were cut off unto the threshold, upon the threshold, sorry. Only the stump of Dagon was left to him. Therefore neither the priest of Dagon, nor any that came to Dagon's house, tread on the threshold of Dagon and Ashdod unto this day. And the hand of the Lord was heavy upon them of Ashdod, and destroyed them, and smote them with emerods, even Ashdod and the coast thereof." This morning, if the Lord will help me, I want to preach on mixing and not matching. Yeah, all right. Brother Mark, would you pray for me?
Father God, we come before you today. God, we thank you so much, God, for your Spirit, God. God, let the power of the Holy Ghost use him today. Anoint Jesus with the Spirit, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
You may be seated. I'm sorry I'm not in the suit this morning. Like I said, I learned halfway here, but it was told me it was all right, so we'll just have church. How about that? Hallelujah. But in this passage of Scripture, we learn, and before that, that the obviously Israel was not where it was supposed to be. You know, Eli had come down in years, and his two sons had taken over, Hophni and Phinehas. They come in, and they were doing all sorts of ungodly things in the sight of the Lord and corrupt things in the temple of God. And thank the Lord, here comes a man named Samuel. And as a young man was dedicated to God, and he comes in and he says, "I'm going to serve the Lord." And at the end of chapter 3, it says that everybody knew he was a prophet. This shows the type of young man he was. And I'm thankful. I know this is different what I'm preaching about. And I'm thankful that even when we're down, God sends a preacher to us. Just speak to our hearts, and that's what I want to be this morning. I don't want to put you down. I don't want to hurt you. I don't want to say anything to offend you. But I want to tell you something. But I want to tell you what can happen, what you can do about it. Hallelujah. It said that the Philistines had took the Ark of God. Well, how do they do that? The elders actually had got the idea that it would be smart to go get the Ark of the Covenant and bring it out in the middle of the battlefield when they were fighting the Philistines. Now, in times past, when the Ark of the Covenant was the key to their victory, it worked. So, I mean, I can see these brothers, hey, it worked before, we'll do it again. But the problem was, this time, and I could be wrong, I very much could be, but this time, they didn't seek God. Many times before, when the Ark of the Covenant was the key, somebody was down on their knees praying about it. And the Lord said, "Take the Ark and use it for my glory." But they took a rash decision and said, "Go fetch the altar, and we're going to use it. We're going to see God help us." And that's the problem, us as young people. We go back to the things that worked before. When we're struggling, we go back to the things that when we were on the altar last time about this thing, we did the same exact thing. And I'm praising God that sometimes that works, and sometimes the ark did work, but sometimes it just don't. Sometimes you got to seek God. Sometimes you got to get on your knees. You can't wait for the preacher to preach it down. You can't wait for the preacher to preach to your heart. You got to get on your knees. You got to seek God. You got to get a prayer life, a daily devotion. That's what it takes to survive. You don't take another retry of what everything that happened before. It takes a new experience, a new touch. Hallelujah. Then after this, and this is really what I want to preach about, it's mixing and not matching. And I know tonight may be along the lines of what Brother Buchanan preached last night, but I had this on my heart. And what the funny thing was is, you know, as young preachers, you always think, man, I'd love to preach at PFYC. You know what I'm talking about. You love to preach at youth camps, and this youth camp means so much to me, and this is such an honor. I forgot to tell you that, but this is an honor for me. And I was thinking about this, man, wouldn't it be great? And you, when you get these messages, just believe it or not, I actually thought of this church. When the Lord gave this to me, it was been a few years ago. The Lord brought it back to my attention even before we left. Tonight I want to talk to some young people that are trying to mix the world and God, and it ain't working. I'm going to tell you what you can do about it. You see, the Philistines, they took the Ark of God and they set it in the house of Dagon. Dagon was the wrong God. He was a God that was of stone and clay. He was not the true God to them. He was the God of grain, the God of increase. And they tried to set the true God of increase, the God that has helped us, that has blessed us, that came down to earth to die for us when we deserved hell. The true God of increase, the true God of grain, was set in the house with this God that in some way in their minds helped them in the increase of the fields. But it was not true, for we see the next morning that God did triumph. We see Dagon falling on his face to God. I'm going to tell you, when you come to youth camp and the preacher steps on your toes, that's what is happening. God's trying to point out the things in your life that need to fall, that need to come down. You're trying to, your life has become, your body is the temple of God. We all know that, right? The body's the temple of the Holy Ghost. Well, let me tell you, your temple is being filled with God. In church, as our brother said, in church and fighting in church, but you still got the things of the world you're trying to hold on to. You're like the man with the right hand, with his left hand to the world and his right hand to God. You're trying to have an experience on Sunday, but you just can't seem to make it on Monday. And if people saw you at school and saw you at church, they'd see it different person. It just seems that life is not, it's just a mixed up mess. And you know it ain't working. It's like one of them oil and water experiments in science class. You take your water, you pour it in there, you pour oil, and it's so cool. It don't mix. It just like lays on the top of it. It's cool, but that's how it is. We've got an anointing spirit right here. The oil of God, and then we got a shallow experience, you know, trying to live for the world and trying to live for God, and we're trying to mix these things together, and it just ain't working. Things just ain't happening like we thought it would. And God has given mercy. Last night, Brother Cecil came to us and said, choose you this day whom you will serve. And I'm thankful for the young ladies that came to the altar and prayed, and the young men that came to the altar and prayed. But I still feel this on my heart that somebody's still trying to mix the world and trying to mix God in their life. One thing you'll find out with me, I don't preach very long, and believe it or not, I'm about to finish. Hallelujah. Good morning service. Don't last but 5 minutes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But one thing I did notice about this, it said that Dagon had fallen and they set it back up. And that's what we do a lot of times. We come to the altar. We came last year. How many of us came last year and could say that God touched me? And God touched me at this altar, much no matter what side you're on, that God did something for me. And I can tell you, God did something for me last year, helped me with struggles I was going through. But when I got home, I found them just as prevalent as they were before.
Come on, buddy. Come on.
The problem was, is it's not the problem is that we're struggling. It's a promise that we're setting Dagon back up. As we're letting these things not only fight us, we're letting these things win. You know you are more than overcomer in Christ. We can't overcome. It's a whole lot easier to say, believe me. I have fights that I struggle with at the dead of night when nobody's around, when I ain't got Brother Tyler here beside me to help me, when I ain't got somebody beside me to help me, the thoughts that go through my mind and the things that I struggle with are just like yours. Maybe I don't struggle with the same thing, but they're just as hard and they're just as strong. I want you to know I'm not putting you down for what you're struggling with, but I want to tell you we can't be setting back up Dagon in our lives. It cannot be done. If you ever want to serve God, you ever want to get a prayer life, it's hard to get a prayer life. It's hard to pray to both gods. You can't. You can either serve God, you can serve mammon. You can serve what you want to, but you can't serve both. You cannot mix and you cannot match all at the same time. and set it back up. And I don't know, maybe even the ones that come to altar last night, you find yourself slowly but surely setting it right back up. You say, well, that fast? Well, it's easy to do. It's easy to do. It really is. You set back Dagon up, you know. It looks kind of messy with him laying on the floor. I just think I'll put him back up there. I won't really mess with him. He'll just be the little lump of the little fly in the wall over there. And I won't, you know, I don't have to deal with him. I won't have to mess with him. But once again, it is standing in our temples, it's standing in our lives. And then they said, and when they rose early on the morrow, the next day, morning, that's what morrow means, hallelujah. Behold, Dagon was falling upon his face to the ground before the ark of the Lord. And something else happened. It said, and the head of Dagon and both the palms of his hands were cut off upon the threshold. You know, something happened here that was different than last time. Last time Dagon fell, and he truly did fall. Well, we set him back up, but this time Dagon fell. And yeah, he broke. I'm telling you, a lot of young people in their lives, they're finding themselves broken. They're finding things broken in their life because they keep setting back up Dagon. Hallelujah. They're finding themselves broken. Seems like they just can't get in the altars. I've been one of the ones that sit here with both hands raised and just can't seem to touch God because there's something in the way and just don't know how to pray out of it. And the dead of night when I knew that my life was not right, hallelujah. But not too long before this youth camp, I will admit to you, I had to walk up to one of my parents' room to figure out if they were still breathing, to know the Lord ain't come back. Because I didn't know if I'd be going. Because I knew the struggles I was fighting. I knew the battles I was facing. And I knew just how much I was losing. I was trying to mix. And I was trying to match. I was trying to get anointed in the altars and help people pray. When really I was the one that needed to be praying. But my pride rose. And I just sat back up, Dagon. Said, it's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. But once again, God comes back. And he says, Dagon's still there. And once again, he says, You can get rid of it. I broke it off. I broke its hands. It can't hold you anymore. I broke its head. It can't bind your mind anymore. I've given you the victory in your hands. All you have to take it. I put it on your prayer. I said I put it on your threshold. Fell upon the threshold. The threshold, I don't know if the threshold was different than what today is. But this is a threshold, hallelujah. This area right here. He said he threw those things. And they were on the threshold. Let me tell you, the door. And God has made it to where you ain't got to do much pushing. It's right there. Woo! The victory's been given to you. You're more than a conqueror. Know who you are, brother. Know who you are, sister. The victory is yours. If you'll just walk over to... Walk over to the door and open the door. Just kick it on out. We had a lady in our church. She would testify for over 20 minutes. No joke. It was just, I'm sad to say, me and my brother, my friend were in a spiritual. And we would count how long it would take her to testify. It was good. It was just really long. But one time, I remember... Oh, we had a shout-down service after this. This was 17 minutes long, if y'all was wondering. She ran over to the door, and she said, I'm tired of the devil being overcoming in our services. Trying, like he said, that would dare come in and mess with our minds while the preacher's trying to preach. He said, this is what I want to do. Just going to kick him out. Woo! And that's what she do. She go, woo! She was passionate about keeping Dagon out of her life. And young people, that's what we need to do this morning. We need to get a desire to push Dagon out of our life and leave it outside. That's the problem. I've been where you was, laying at the altar. You know, you lay it all before God, Lord. I laid it on the altar. I did exactly what the preacher said. Problem was, we just rolled it back up, put it in our back pocket and left. We wonder why we're still struggling. We didn't leave it there. We got to leave Dagon not only outside. We don't kick him outside. We just leave him outside. And right now, I'm promising I'm finishing right here. 2 Samuel 6. Hallelujah. I'm kind of slow. Forgive me. 2 Samuel chapter 6. Verse 11. Hallelujah, it says, "And the ark of the Lord continued in the house of Obed-Edom, the Gittite, 3 months. And the Lord blessed Obed-Edom and all his household." Now, we had a discussion about this, and I believe we're correct, that the ark of the Lord since this time has not been back in Israel. It's not been part of them, has it? Since this time? No, it hasn't. It means the ark of God has still not been back. And, you know, that's just kind of free. But what I'm saying, what I'm trying to tell you tonight, Obed-Edom was blessed. Why do you think he was blessed? What was the difference between the Philistines and Obed-Edom? What's the difference? He wasn't an Israelite. He was a Gittite. He didn't have that special freedom. He wasn't the Levite. I mean, I don't think it was a Levite. If he's a Gittite, he wasn't a Levite. Hallelujah. He's one of those people. Hallelujah. He didn't have that proper authority. Hallelujah. He didn't have that. The Lord said he was residing in Shiloh. Hallelujah. You need to be in Shiloh, sister. Where are you? Hallelujah. He needed to be in Shiloh. That's where the Lord was. But now he's in the house of Obed-Edom. But the difference between the Philistines, and this is where I want to make my altar, if that's all right. All right. Obed-Edom put God in his proper place. For too long, Dagon was in a prominent place. That was Dagon's temple. Dagon had a prominent place. He was the main show. So for God's altar to be put in there, it would have to be a sidetrack. It would have to be a side treat, you know, one of them display glasses on the walls in honor of Dagon. But Obed-Edom, he put God in his proper place. And that's the thing, a lot of young people lose it. They get here, they kick Dagon out the door, and I've seen a many kick Dagon out the door. I've seen, I have myself on this altar. I kicked it right out the door, and I planned on leaving it. I didn't have no thoughts of coming back next year and having to struggle with the same thing, struggle with the same fight. That wasn't my intention. The truth is, it wasn't yours. It wasn't your intention to be back in the same spot, mixing and matching just like you were before. But Obed-Edom, he said, hallelujah, I know who God is. I know where he will stand. I'm going to get a prayer life. I'm going to make him my friend. Hallelujah. I'm going to let him be prominent in my life. Bible says that there's going to be some that done great works in my name, and I'm going to tell them to depart. It's because they were mixing and it wasn't matching. And when they got to the day of judgment, the name was not in the book. And the problem is, that's what a lot of us may be doing this morning. And I don't know who I'm preaching to. I may not be preaching to anybody. Hallelujah. And if I'm not, and I flopped, let's please forget about it. Hallelujah. And I won't remind you. Hallelujah. But here at this altar, I want to encourage some young people that you have the chance to put God in the prominent place in your life and get rid of Dagon. What is Dagon in your life? Just think about that. What is Dagon in your life? I could tell you some of mine, but I really don't feel led to do that. It's kind of personal. But I will tell you I've had struggles and I have fights with sin. In the house of God? What are you talking about? You're saved. You're a preacher. You're filled with the Holy Ghost. I still had Dagon. The Philistines had a chance to turn around. The ark of God was in their plans. I mean, they could have easily looked and saw. They knew the power of God, but they still said it with Dagon. You know the power of God. These Philistines, how many times have been whooped by the Israelites because of the power of God? You know the power of God, but the truth is you're selling it short for some Dagons in your life. And I know it seems happy and go lucky right now, but hallelujah, one day Dagon's going to fall and it's going to crack and it's going to fall to all over the floor. If you set it back up, and on that great day of judgment, though you don't want to hear it, though I don't want to tell it, hallelujah, you will not be accepted. We are not once saved, always saved. If you believe that, I'm sorry, I hurt your feelings, but it's biblical. We're not once saved, always saved. Neither are we once filled, always filled. There's a lot of things that could come in our life and that can separate us. Hallelujah. That can draw us away from the Lord by our own accord. Nothing can take us out but by our own accord. Hallelujah. And by our own accord, we set back Dagon up. Each youth camp, every once in a while, we just kind of set it back up. But today, Once again, the preacher says, what are you going to choose? I know I didn't do much preaching this morning, but I want to tell you who you're going to choose. Who are you going to choose? You're going to choose Dagon? You're going to choose God? You're going to choose the world? You're going to choose God? Are you going to choose lust? Or are you going to choose an experience? Are you going to choose ungodliness? Or are you going to choose a prayer life? Hallelujah. Are you going to choose friends? Or are you going to choose a daily devotion? What are you going to choose? It's your will. It's your free will to choose this morning. What are you going to choose? Are we going to set Dagon back up? Because God will no longer reside in a house where he is not first. It's sad, but it's hard. But God, it must be first. God must be the main deal in our life. And we've got a lot of, and I want to talk, I know I've been talking to the young people, but I want to talk to the people, you know, that are coming on as counselors next year. You're getting to that age. Let me tell you, some of these, the things of this world are going to be right at your fingertips. And are you going to have the strength to say no? Do you have enough experience? Enough of the Holy Ghost in you to say no. Is Dagon still whispering in your ear? Because you constantly keep setting him back up. I don't want to set him back up, but it seems like I can't. Seems like he's constantly gnawing at me, constantly tormenting me, and I can't help it. It seems like I just can't get rid of him. I'm telling you, my brother, hallelujah, he struggled with things, hallelujah, as a young man. He didn't grow up in church all his life, but a majority of his life, he was in church, in the house of God. He knows how to. He knows what it feels to be anointed. He knows what it feels to be saved. Hallelujah, he knows the power of God, but some where in his life he set back up Dagon, and come 17 he left the house, and ever since then he's been fighting with cigarettes. Just recently he got out of drugs. He's still fighting with alcohol. A young man that didn't have to know the scars, but he set back up Dagon in his life. And I want to tell some young people, you ain't got to. You want an experience, they kick Dagon out the door.
Praise God.
I don't know how to give an altar call. I've done give two or three in my life. And really, they weren't really altar calls. People just kind of came, you know. And I don't know what to say. And I don't know what to tell you to make you want to come and to make your life right. I hope I said something to touch your heart. Hallelujah. But here at this altar, you say, I've come so many times. I've done it before. I've pushed down Dagon, picked him back up. Pushed down Dagon, picked him back up. Pushed down Dagon. But this is the thing that happened. They had determined. Dagon had fallen. His hands no longer bound him. They lie at the floor. They can no longer bind your mind that you're struggling with, because it lay at the floor. And they said they returned no more to the house of Dagon. And that's what we must do this morning. Determine in our heart here at this altar, I will no longer return to the house of Dagon. I'm going to put him in his place. I'm not going to go back. So, brother.
Hallelujah. How many feel the presence of God in here this morning? We've heard the preacher preach to us that I'm not going back to the house of Dagon. How many believes at youth camp that God has allowed your Dagon to be right here on the threshold? Brother Cecil preached to us last night and the power of the Holy Ghost fell. The Spirit of God spoke and he said, I've got him right here on the threshold. Now the choice is up to us. Hallelujah. The preacher told us last night how long halt you between two opinions. Standing on the threshold, we've got a choice. Can we push him out the door, or are we going to scoot him back and shut it again? Hallelujah. What about it, young people? This is for you. Listen, don't wait on me. This is your altar call. This is your time. Won't you say, God, I'm coming this morning, and I'm pushing it out the door. I'm not going back to the house of Dagon anymore. Hallelujah. I've been there. Brother Justice spoke so honest to us. Every one of us in here have been there where we've set things back up in our life that one time we said, I don't want no more. Hallelujah. But this morning, God, this morning, I'm going to push it out the door. I'm going to leave this house of Dagon. I'm going to put him in his place of prominence. I'm going to put God first. I'm going to put God first. I'm going to put God number one in my life. Hallelujah. That's it, young ladies, young men, gather around these altars. Hallelujah, whatever you need to do, if you need to pray, pray. If you need to lift your hands to heaven, do it. God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost has spoke to us by two men of God. Choose whom you're going to serve. You can't mix and match. You can't mix and match. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost and this world will not mix. Hallelujah. And you won't match on the day of judgment. Hallelujah. But oh, what an opportunity today. Hallelujah. I'm leaving the house today, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm leaving that house today, God. That's it, young people. Dig in here this morning. Hallelujah, dig in here. Let God help us. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. How did the preacher preach to us that he's fallen down? God has already knocked that thing that was so intimidating in your life. Hallelujah, the hands are broke. It can't hold you this morning. The head is broken off. That means it's no longer your master this week. Hallelujah, that head was the master of the body. But the Lord has broken its head over you this week to give you a space of grace, a moment of opportunity, a time in order to be able to have your moment of grace and have a breakthrough with God. That's it, young people.